Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the first class, From Faith to Faith to the Nations Bible School. We're going to start with the most important message, the most important thing that anyone could receive in this life, and that is the new birth, to be born again. What does the Bible have to say about the new birth? What does the Bible have to say about being born again? It's so important. And if you're listening to this message and you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and been born again, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that through this lesson as well. I told you, anybody can attend the Bible school. And if you do that today, it'd be the most important thing you ever done in your life. It'd be the most exciting thing that you've ever done in your life. Before we get into the first lesson, I always like to start with prayer because I can't do this on my own. I have to have my Father's help to teach through me. That's the way it is with anybody that's called to teach or preach the Word of God. So let's go before the Lord and ask Him to lead us with this lesson. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank You so much for this person right now, or people right now that are listening to this message and are attending the first class of From Faith to Faith to the Nations Bible School. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would teach through me. He is the Spirit of truth. He's the one that brings forth revelation. And Holy Spirit, right now, You teach. Teach this message. Give revelation to each and every person at this time. And I thank You and I praise You for the opportunity to be able to go to many, many nations all over the world and teach the Word of God. Thank You for this wonderful tool, the internet, for these last days to bring in the harvest, to equip people with Your Word, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. The new birth. The new birth is the most important gift that you've ever received in your life. It's absolutely the most important thing that you've ever received. This is what determines your relationship with God as Father. This is what determines your eternity. Eternity with Him. Saved from going to hell. Heaven to look forward to. New earth to look forward to. Eternity with God. God as Father, and you as His son and His daughter. The new birth, to be born again, is the most important gift that any person, any human being ever receives. When you were born again, you were born into the family of God. Yes, God has a family. It's a big family. In fact, Paul talks about the family of God in the book of Ephesians, and he talks about that there's part of the family that's in heaven and part of the family that's in the earth. The family of God consists of every person that has received this new birth or to be born again. It's not important what church you are in. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, being born again, going to heaven. You know, you can sit in a garage and say, I'm a car, but that doesn't make you a car. And it's the same way with being in the family of God. It's the same way with being in right relationship with God, being born again. You can sit in church and say, I'm a Christian, but that doesn't make you Christian. In order to become a Christian, you have to be born again. You have to receive the new birth. You have to come into the family of God. So it's not important what church you are in, but what family that you're in. There is the family of God and the family of the devil. And you're going to see through this teaching that one time you were in the family of the devil. And if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Savior and been born again, that's the family that you're in at this time. But you know what? I got good news for you. You don't have to stay in that family. You can come out of that family, come out of that darkness. You can come into the light, into the family of God through this wonderful, most important experience that either you have or can receive, and that is the new birth. Jesus taught that you must be born again in John, the third chapter. And that's where we're going to begin today. And, you know, it's important that you study with me by using your Bible. It is so important. And I'm going to say it over and over. Don't just let me tell you something or anybody else that would teach any class. Don't just sit there and say, well, you know, what they say is so. Just because they're a preacher, no, just because people are preachers doesn't mean that everything they say is so. And that's why it's important that we check things out in the scriptures. So why it's important that we have a Bible. I am a stickler to the Word of God. If you're going to tell me something, show it to me in the Word. I want to see it in the Word. Very, very important. So Jesus, he taught about being born again. In John, the third chapter, John chapter 3, and I give you just a little time to get there. That's John, the third chapter, and verse 1, and we're going to be reading several verses here. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man was a leader of the Jews. He was a Pharisee. He was respected among the Jews. In fact, some of my footnotes say that in my Bible that he was a rich man, that he was a man that prayed seven times a day. He was very committed to Jewish requirements. But this man came to Jesus by night and said unto him, now I don't know why he came to Jesus by night. Of course, people have said it's because he didn't want to be seen by other people. That could be so, I don't know. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, notice, Rabbi, we, meaning that he represented more than one Pharisee, more than one leader, Rabbi or teacher, we know that thou art come from God. Isn't that interesting? We know that thou art a teacher that's come from God. For no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. The miracles had caught their attention, and that is the purpose of miracles today, is to catch the attention of those that don't know God as Father, have not received the new birth. I like to call miracles and healing the dinner bell of evangelism. Catches the attention of those that have not accepted Christ. And once their attention is caught, then they listen to what we have to say. And what do we have to say? Well, what we have to say should be God's Word. We should give people the Word of God. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's probably a shock and a half to Nicodemus, that was this committed religious teacher, leader. And Jesus says to him, who is fully committed to doing good works for acceptance with God, Nicodemus, the only way that a man can see the kingdom of God is by being born again. Born again, what do you mean? And that's exactly what was going on the inside of Nicodemus. What does it mean to be born? He's thinking natural birth again. He's thinking being born more than one time. You see that in verse 4. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Well, Nicodemus apparently was up in the years. I don't know how old he was, but he was an adult. He wasn't a baby. He wasn't a child. How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? He's talking about physical birth. He's thinking about physical birth. He said, I've been born one time. I'm an older man right now. I'm full grown. I'm an adult. Can I go back into my mama's womb and be born? No, that's not what Jesus was referring to. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, notice, born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Several times Jesus makes reference to being born of the Spirit, to be born again. What does it mean to be born again? Verse 3. You got to be born again to see the kingdom of God. Verse 5, got to be born of water and of the Spirit in order to enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 7, Nicodemus, you must be born again. What does it mean to be born again? Well, let's go back here to verse 5. Jesus answered Nicodemus, that was thinking in his mind about physical birth, about the fact that he was an old man, probably that this is just a crazy statement that Jesus is making. He doesn't understand it. He's only thinking in the natural. He's bound to his senses. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, or truly, truly, or Nicodemus, this is the way it is. I know what I'm talking about. Except a man be born of water. Now, there are some that have interpreted this to be born of water as water baptism, and that is not the case. To say that is to completely take this verse out of context. You must remember that in the previous verse, Nicodemus is thinking about natural birth. Those of you that are ladies out there that are attending the Bible school, yes, I'm glad we have ladies and we have men that are attending the Bible school, children, anybody. But anyway, he's thinking in the natural, and Jesus answers his natural question. Those of you that have had children, what's the first thing that happens before that baby is born physically? That baby's carried around on the inside of a womb that is full of water. And once the water breaks, you better get to the hospital or be on your way. And that's what it means to be born of water. In fact, verse 6, Jesus even refers to that. Again, he says, that which is born of the flesh. He's talking about physical birth, water birth. He's not talking about water baptism. Water baptism is not a requirement, hello, to go to heaven. We are not saved by our works. I like to put it this way. Water baptism is simply a sign to other people of what has happened in the Spirit. It's a funeral service. We'll get into this in one of our next classes, but it's a funeral service for the old man that died and the fact that you're risen again, a new creation in Christ. So Jesus, he's not saying that you have to be baptized in water. He's talking about a physical birth. First of all, in order to be born again, you must be born into this earth physically. This is not something that fallen angels can experience, that demons can experience. No, this is something that humans must experience. We must be born, first of all, into the earth physically and of the Spirit. We are to be born again of the Spirit. And he says, if we are not born of the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's what it says in verse 5. There's only one way to go to heaven. There's only one way to enter into God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven. It's the realm of the Spirit that contains all of God, all of who he is, all that he has provided. Verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Nicodemus, don't be amazed that I said this unto you. You must be born again. He says in verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Now he's trying to use an example, or Jesus not trying, but he's using an example to try to get Nicodemus to see what he's talking about. Jesus many times had to use natural examples because man at this time was not born again, did not have the Spirit of God on the inside, could not understand or see spiritual things. And so Jesus used a lot of natural examples. And this natural example was the wind. Nicodemus, the wind blows, but have you ever seen the wind? I mean, let me ask you that. Have you ever seen the wind? No, you've never seen the wind. I've never seen the wind. Wind has no color. You can't see it. You can feel it, but you can't see it. You can see the results of it, but you can't see it. And it's the same thing with you and I when we are born again. We cannot see the Holy Spirit come to live on the inside of us. We can't see what it means to be born of God's Spirit, to receive the new birth, but we sure can experience the effects of it. When you were born again, God came to live on the inside of you and completely changed you in the Spirit. You were born of God. You were born in the Spirit, born again. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whether it cometh and whether it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. So, in order to enter into the kingdom of God, enter into the family of God, in order to enter into heaven, we must be born again. Jesus also makes a reference to that in Matthew, the 18th chapter, in verse 3, he says, except you be converted. Converted means that your life is changed. He's talking about being changed on the inside and become as little children. It's so simple. The new birth to receive is so simple that a child cannot misunderstand. People ask me sometimes, well, how old is it that we can be to receive the new birth? And I just tell them, I say, I'll tell you what, I encourage you to pray with your children as soon as possible. As soon as they can pray a prayer and understand that there's a difference between right and wrong, and understand that God wants to come and live on the inside of them. And when they're ready to pray, just lead them in a simple prayer where they can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and be born again, and they'll receive that new birth. I got saved when I was 7 years old. Oh, it was such a great thing that happened on the inside of me. I went to a place where there was a children's club, and this was sponsored by a certain church in America. Kids could go in the afternoon to this club, and they would teach these kids the Bible, and they would do fun things with them. And I only went one time. And I remember that the lady, and I can't even tell you who it is, but she shared a scripture, John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. John 3 and verse 16. In fact, We can read it right here. We're in John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And I'd seen pictures of Jesus hanging on the cross. I'd ask questions about, you know, why did people have these kind of pictures in their houses? Why did they have crosses with him hanging on the cross? People just say, well, he died for our sins. That's all they said. But you know what? This lady explained John 3:16 in such a simple way. And then she asked if there were any children there that afternoon that had never prayed and asked Jesus Christ to come into their life. If they wanted to go to heaven, they could pray this prayer. And you know what? I was the one that raised my hand. And I think I was the only child maybe that had not received the Lord Jesus Christ. And after we got done, she called me forward. And I went into another room and I prayed John 3:16. I said, "Jesus, I believe in you and I believe you died for me and that you're resurrected. And I believe right now that I receive eternal life." And you know what? God on that day changed me, completely changed me on the inside. I remember at 7 years old, something came on the inside of me and something left me. You know what left me? A sin nature. You know what came in on the inside of me? God's righteous, pure nature. I was born again. Something changed. And I was so excited. I took off, you know, running out of that room because something had changed. Didn't fully understand everything then like I do now. Took off running up the stairs from the basement of this house and tripped over the stairs and fell down the stairs. But you know what? I got up and I went home. And it was about 2 weeks later that my mom received the Lord Jesus Christ. She was born again in a completely different place, different environment. And my brother, not too long after that, also received the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Wow. We were all born again at about the same time. That's awesome. To know how God will work in our life and in our family. We must be born again. It's exactly what Jesus said. The new birth is not. This is what the new birth is not. There are more people going to hell in the name of religion than any other thing. They trust in their good works to save them. Do not be deceived. It's important that you make sure you are truly born again. And I'm going to give you an opportunity at the end of this message. I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you've never received Christ, if you've never been born again, you're going to make that decision today. It's going to change your whole life. And then you're going to write us and tell us about it. Tell us that you prayed the prayer for the first time and that you were born again. What the new birth is not, it is not going to a church class and being confirmed. No, it's not going to church class and being confirmed. That's not the new birth. The new birth is not a church membership. It's not having your name on a list and saying you belong to such and such church. He's not going to say all such and such church members come to heaven. No, it's not church membership. The new birth, as I said before, is not water baptism, and I'm not saying that water baptism isn't important. We'll learn about this in future classes, and if you haven't been baptized in water, I encourage you to be baptized in water. It's not taking communion. Yeah, a person could be born again by taking communion if they understand what they're doing and confess and release their faith. But it's not the actual doing to drink wine and eat bread. It's not the taking of communion. It's not the keeping of religious rules. It's not a church putting together all kinds of rules for people and the people keeping the rules. No, that's not what it means to be born again. It's not even going to church. It's not even going to church. No, that's not what you do to get born again. It's not reading your Bible. There's some people that know a lot of scripture, but they're not even born again. I used to go to church where the pastor wasn't even born again. Yeah, he quoted the scripture, quoted the Bible. And it was amazing. You know, I was talking to somebody today and I told him, I said, you know, when I grew up as a child, after our family got born again, we used to go into churches. And we would share our testimony and we would share scriptures about being born again and give people an opportunity on a Friday night and a Saturday night to receive Christ, to be born again. And many, many people received the new birth during that time. And you'd be surprised, but several of those churches that we went into, the pastors weren't even born again. They were just people that had a lot of scripture memorized. It was an occupation for them. They liked to work with people, but they were not truly born again. They'd never prayed a prayer. And thank God some of those pastors got born again in those meetings. It's not living. The new birth is not living a good moral life. It's not living a good moral life. No, that's not what it means to be born again. It's not even reading your Bible, although reading your Bible, good example of that, could lead you to receiving the new birth. That's exactly what happened with a man by the name of Martin Luther. He wasn't satisfied with his life, and he was longing to come into right relationship with God and find out what life was all about. And so they sent him to a place to read the scriptures, and he found out that the Bible taught that we must be born again, and he received the new birth. But the new birth is not reading your Bible. The new birth is not trusting in any good work to save you and get you in right standing with God. No, that's not the new birth. All these things can be a result of course, when I say not keeping of religious rules, that's not the result of the new birth. But when you are born again and begin to walk in your new life in Christ, it's not going to be a system of rules that you keep, but your life is already going to change. And God's going to live his life through you from the inside out. And yeah, you will live a good life. Yeah. You will live a moral life. Yeah, you will have a desire to read your Bible. I'll tell you, the Bible is so good because the Bible is God speaking to us. And when we're born again, this is literally food for our spirit. It's food for our life. After we're born again and we partake of communion, it does mean something to us. But it's not in the doing of these things that I just mentioned that you are born again. You are born again through faith, through believing in Jesus as your Savior, believing that he died for you and that he raised from the dead. And you receive him. You receive the life that he offered you after he resurrected. You simply believe in him as your Savior from sin nature, and as the one that provided for you his life, his righteous nature. Why did we have to be born again? What was the problem? The problem was our heart. Our heart. And when you look at the word heart, there are many places that it refers to your spirit. Your human spirit, not always, but many places. And a scripture that we see that Jesus used about the heart having a problem is found in Mark, the 7th chapter. That's Mark, the 7th chapter, and verse 21 through 23. And let's look at this passage of scripture. Mark, the 7th chapter, and verse 21 through 23, it says, For from within, Jesus is talking about on the inside of man, out of the heart of man, for from within, out of the heart of man, proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness. Not a real positive scripture. Jesus is talking about the condition of man's heart before the new birth. Deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. That's why we had the problems that we had, because we had a heart problem. We had a heart problem. Then Jesus also makes a reference to the religious people in Matthew 23 and verse 27. It's Matthew 23 and verse 27. And listen to what he said. And he said this to people that, you know, they were religiously keeping the law and doing good works. And Jesus said this to them in verse 27. He said, "Woe unto you, scribes." Scribes are people that recorded the scriptures. They were, at that time, they didn't have printing presses like we do, or computers that could run our notes off with printers and great text in order for things to be passed on. There were scribes that would sit and they would listen to what was said and they would write it down, or they would take something and copy it and over and over and over. It says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees." These were the religious leaders. Jesus said, "Hypocrites, for you are like unto whitest sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly." Outwardly, they look like they were doing all the right things. Their works outwardly were good. But he said, "But are within full of dead man's bones from within, and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." That's the problem. The problem is the human spirit before a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Well, I see that our time is up for our first lesson. And man, it's been powerful. I'm excited. We're going forward. I want to pray for you right now. If you never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to pray with me right now and ask Him to come into your heart. There's a scripture in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, says you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess Jesus with your mouth. It says if you do that, you'll be saved, and we'll show you that verse in our next lesson. But pray this prayer with me right now. God, I come to you. Just repeat it right now. I come to you as someone that needs to know you as Father. And God, you sent Jesus. And Jesus, you came for me. Just say that with me. Jesus, you died on the cross for me. You went to hell for me. You resurrected. Jesus, you said, I must be born again. And so right now, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for me. I believe you resurrected for me. And I receive your life. Jesus, I believe in you as my Savior. I am now born again, born of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. You can call God Father now. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus that I could be born again. And I'm now born again. I'm now saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I look forward to being with you again for our next class on the new birth.
This is Mark Irvin.